This is the Trained Man ATL Chronicles with Arnold Williams. I thank you for listening to these episodes. Season 2, Episode 1. Hello there, and welcome to the Trained Man ATL Chronicles. I am your host, Arnold Williams. We would like to thank you for tuning in to our podcast. We want you to check out our website, which is new and improved, www.williams2.org. It has information about the podcast, people being interviewed with goals and achievement, direction, and contact information. Also, you can send comments and questions through our email address, getinalife3@gmail.com. We are on several platforms such as YouTube, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Buzzsprout, and various other podcast networks. You can subscribe to YouTube and enjoy the conversation. Today, I am going to talk about stepfathering a family. A stepfather is a man who is the husband that marries a woman with kids who was divorced, separated, or the husband died in the process. He comes in to step in his position so that he can regulate the family environment, their behavior, and understanding that the stepfather is now the head of the household. Even though he's a stepfather, he replaces the biological father who is somewhere else. I'll explain that in shortly. This is my life of a stepfather from the first marriage. This is a walk through experience, years of experiencing God as a stepfather with single mothers in the family. Being a stepfather by understanding children that does not accept you as a step as a biological father is a challenge. The biological father is to be the breadwinner, but he has abandoned the family because of his selfish ways, like having another woman or women on his, on the side, gambling, drugs, etc. To understand the family burden by not having a biological father, let's further explain that. The biological father is the one that has the natural children. They look up to him. My dad is this. My dad is that. I love my dad. He is so precious to me. He is really, really precious to me. But because of his selfishness, he creates envy and strife among the kids. The children don't know whether to trust their biological father or their mother because both of them are fighting against one another. And that's a bad signal for a kid to look at because of the fact that the children love both of them. But because the father had did these selfish things, the kids are upset with both of them. They become disobedient towards their parents, especially towards the mother. Therefore, the stepfather becomes the primary source for the kids' direction in their lives. The stepfather has to guide them, mold them, and direct them to what God wants them to become. They're not standing still or sitting down or being idle over a situation that their parents are fighting. The mother wants a good husband to raise the kid, but the biological father wants his selfish way to do whatever he wants to do. And that is a distinction, a hitting heads together. But the stepfather comes in and becomes the primary source for the children's direction in their lives. Now the children look up to him, not yet calling him dad, but they're trying to feel, oh, who is this man? Who is this man? And when they encounter a problem, they come to the stepfather. And in his own understanding, he talks with the missus and get a clear understanding of the direction they want to take the children. They have to have an agreement with one another. So the biological father is to direct his kids the way of the Lord. But he's not doing that. He's fulfilling his selfish needs outside of marriage. Now, marriage is honorable in all in the bed of the fire. I'll explain that in a few minutes. But in terms of the biological father, when he goes off into his selfish way of having a girlfriend, affairs, drugs, fighting with the mother, he don't have common sense to come back and help the children, help his kids. His kids depends on him. His kid wants to understand him. His kids want to receive of this biological father all the inheritance, all the love, all the care that a father can give. But that's what the stepfather is supposed to do in the way of the Lord. Now, about this marriage is honorable and all, and the bed is undefiled. The father, the biological father, has to understand God. He has to be the priest and the head of the family. He's the one that reads the scriptures before the children and for the mother. He has to understand God's way. He has to know God's law. He has to know what God wants him to become. A obedient believer. That obedient believer has to obey God, has to understand God's law, has to hear the word of God for himself. He has to seek the face of God and believe in him. He has to walk with God through his life. And when a man is selfish, that selfish man would not walk with God. Matter of fact, he begins not to believe in God and walk away from God and walk away from his family and walk away from whatever God has for him, his inheritance, and become disobedient. So how can a man, I'm putting a husband, a biological husband, and also a stepfather in this one. How can a man, or better still, using the King James Version, wherewithal shall a man, young man, cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word, which is God's word. This is Psalms 119:9. I'm going to read on. By taking heed with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandment. Thy word has I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. 12 said, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statute. With my lips have I declared all the judgment of thy mouth. A man, a husband, a stepfather, has to understand God's word. He can be cleansed, purified, be holy before the Lord. And being holy before the Lord means that you can't live in the world world and do what the world says and come back to church with all kinds of evil stuff, selfish way, bad spirit. A man has to be cleansed according to the word of God in order to receive the blessing that he received of God. So that's why I said marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. But homos and adulterers, God will judge. God will judge a preacher who is not telling the people of God the right way of knowing God, obeying God, of hearkening to his voice, and directing him to do the commandment, do what God tell you to do. But he will get the homeowners, he will get the adulterers, he will get those who kill innocent people. I mean, it's kind of bad. Whereas the verse that I just read emphasizes the sanctity of marriage. I just said that before, the biological father has to direct his kids into God's hand, into his direction to be the perfect father, to be the perfect husband and wife, not boyfriend, girlfriend, baby daddy, and baby mama. Not them, because God don't recognize them. He said marriage is honorable in all. He said relationship is honorable in all. He said marriage is honorable in all. And the bed undefiled. I read you what Paul said. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 concerning marriage. Now concerning the things that whereof ye wrote unto me, it is not good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, whoremongers, adulterers. Let every man have his own wife. Now, concerning marriage, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, now concerning the thing whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman, nevertheless to avoid fornication. Let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. The sanctity of marriage is important in the eyesight of God. It's important to maintain purity within the marriage relationship. It underscores that God holds those who engage in sexual immorality accountable. These people, these husbands, want to do whatever they want to do, fornicate, commit adultery, sexual impurity, all what the Bible said. They want to join that crowd, but don't want to love their wife. It startles me, because the fact that husband, that biological husband, has a good thing. He that findeth a wife finds a good thing and have favor of the Lord. He that findeth a wife finds a good thing and have favor with the Lord. That's why I did a podcast on Proverbs 31. I believe it's 31 and 10. Proverbs 31 and 10 said, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above ruby. The heart of her husband do safely trust in her. We gotta get back to trusting our wives. If you are a husband out there and you feel that your wife is loves you, endure you, adore you and appreciate you. And you, some sort of husband that like to run around and play on other people's feelings, be a player. And you really don't deserve that wife because you're not honoring her. You're not saying that she's a virtuous woman. You're not saying that her price is far above rubies. You are discrediting the wife and going against God. Verse 11 is, the heart of the husband do safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. Wife takes care of him, take care of the kids. The kids, oh, the kids now, they call her blessed. Yeah, the kids call her blessed. And it ain't like she's a tramp. Because Paul said you can change an unbeliever into a believer. You have enough God in you. You have enough Holy Spirit in you. You have enough to change that person into a godly woman or a godly man. Somebody did it for me. I was in the world, but not, I was in the world and of the world. I didn't know what direction to go. And before I knew it, I went to church. I got saved. I got sanctified. And I got filled of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. And the wife that I had at the time, she was anointed. Anointed means filled with spirit. Only thing anointed is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. God's giving you that anointing. He's in you because he's holy. Be holy for I am holy. So when you're holy, God comes in with his anointing, with the Holy Spirit, and you're hearing God, and you're understanding his word, and you're believing in him. So much so that when you become anointed, you're walking in the Spirit of God. That's important. So, when you are a man of God, you are supposed to receive of God and understand what he's saying to you and believe in God for whatever God wants you to have. I'm going to close it off right here. I think I said enough. In terms of having this episode taken care of. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask whoever listening out there to this podcast, bless that soul, to allow him to receive of you the anointing that you want to give him. And also, Father, in the name of Jesus, let everything be decent and order in his life with his family. His family is important to him. His natural family, his daughter or daughters, his sons or sons. And also let him know that he must love his wife. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and find favor in you, Lord. And also give him the wisdom and knowledge to allow him to set standards and God's word in the family. We thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. And I hope this message it be a good sign for you to be led of the Spirit and to be married, long life, and live. God bless you.